This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We didn't get to this in the numbers, so I'm going to slide it in right here. The dollar Bitcoin trade is about 121 bucks to the bit today, if I might coin phrase. Of course, the actual exchange rate is pretty much worthless because it's been all over the place lately, which does go some way to explaining why the federal government has been trying to figure out how to regulate the cybercurrency for a while now. The Treasury Department, the Fed, and other official types met with the Bitcoin Foundation today to discuss. Met with who, you ask? Kate Davidson reports.
The five paid employees of the Bitcoin Foundation are true believers. Assistant Director Lindsay Holland says they even get paid in bitcoins, though the exchange rate has been volatile.
So I know exactly how much Bitcoin I'm going to get every month, but I'm not sure how much that's going to exchange out for me until the date that I receive it.
The Bitcoin Foundation is made up of businesses and hundreds of individuals. They join by paying a membership fee, in bitcoins, of course. In addition to advocacy, the group provides an infrastructure for people to talk about Bitcoin's open source code. Jerry Brito of George Mason University prepared an earlier briefing for policymakers. He says the community's fluidity is different, but doesn't need to be a challenge to regulators.
Because the people who are part of the Bitcoin community are very responsive. They meet with regulators. We know who these people are, and they chat.
Sure, it's not quite as easy as meeting with Visa, but the Bitcoin Foundation does have a board its members vote for. Jason King is one of those members. Amid all the concerns about the illicit uses of virtual currencies, King founded a homeless outreach program in Florida that gets a lot of donations from the Bitcoin network.
We just fed our 13,000th meal, paid for with Bitcoin. It's making a real impact here.
Of course, the Bitcoin Foundation doesn't speak for every Bitcoin user out there, which is why regulators are so keen to better understand the system and to regulate it. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.